Ben, wow, I haven't seen you in weeks. How have you been? I'm glad we could gather today, atop of this beautiful Bass Pro Shop pyramid in Memphis to record the podcast, as we do every week.
Our secret studio in the apex of the pyramid.
That's true. I mean, you know, people always wonder what goes on in the very tippity top of that pyramid, and they could never guess that this is where the podcast magic happens. I'm practicing for when we're guests on Podcast Cribs.
What is it still called, Cribs?
I don't know. Is there like a new updated version of slang for Cribs? What are Cribs called now?
I guess fit wouldn't count. That's just what we wear. Our drip?
Yeah, that's true. Skibbity.
Skibbity driplet? Oh, no.
Domiciles. Next week on MTV Domiciles. That's weird. Did you order a pizza for the podcast?
No, and if I did, I would say, like, leave it at the door, no contact. I hate when they knock on the door when I say no contact and then wait there to hand me the pizza. Hashtag Bomber Patrol.
Knocking is contact. I agree, Ben. I agree. Hashtag Bomber Patrol.
No, even then, we have had times where they knock on the door and then stand there and wait. Like, we put no contact so we wouldn't have to talk to you.
Very, very unusual. Very creepy behavior.
Anyway, the on-air light is on, so I hope no one would knock.
Let's just ignore it. You know, maybe it's an Amazon package. Who knows? Maybe let's leave it at the door. Oh, they're getting aggressive. I don't know. Let's just ignore it.
Is it room service? I didn't order room service.
Do we get room service up here?
Well, I mean, it's a hotel too.
That's true. Well, I mean, we do have the mini fridge. We could just, you know, take things out of the mini fridge.
Oh God, no! Don't touch that thing. Is so expensive. Don't touch that.
What? You don't want to pay $20 from the cinemas? Wow.
Oh. Wait, Ryan. I think I hear a song in the distance, and there's fog coming in through the door.
This is quite unusual behavior. Oh. And howling.
Professor Werewolf in the house.
What? Wait, who is this? Brian, did you invite a guest on?
I don't remember sending out any invitations this week. We're going to do the classic, just the two-hander, the Ben and Brian podcast.
I mean, we have four hands between us.
Oh, right. We're going to do the classic four-hander.
Professor Werewolf, please leave. We are recording right now. We're busy.
No, you all mentioned me a couple of weeks ago. You thought I was a rapper. I'm a wrestler and a professor.
a wrestler?
And a
professor? Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a doctorate in wrestling you have?
Yes, a doctorate in wrestling and teaching.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Do you teach wrestling?
Sometimes, but I also just kind of keep them separate, you know. I'd like to have different interests. I can teach a lot of things.
Okay, like, sure. You're multifaceted. Don't let yourself be like kind of tied to this one thing.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry we called you a rapper. That was Brian, not me, by the way. So don't hurt me. But we are recording right now.
Oh, well, I can join. I brought a chair.
I was worried about the chair. Since you're a wrestler, I thought you were here to attack Ben with that steel chair.
Brian, attack Brian.
Oh, that's a common misconception. I only do that in the ring.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, I appreciate your professionalism in keeping those two aspects of your personality separate. I mean, you brought your own chair, and we do have an extra mic, so... I guess it would be rude not to include you.
Brian, can we talk for a second?
Sure, sidebar.
Over here to the side?
Yeah. I fold out my chair and start getting set up.
I don't know about this, Brian. She looks like a wolf, but also a person.
She seems cool, and she's got like a, you know, she's got like a professorly vibe to her. I don't know. Like, people complain that
Take
we don't
my glasses.
Have... She's got glasses. People complain that we don't have like enough diversity in our guest, you know, lineup. That we have the new today on too much. This will be a different guest. So You know, we check off.
She's wearing a tweed jacket with elbow patches.
I mean, sure, she's got like a whole Professor Jones thing, except instead of archaeology, she's a wrestler.
But what if she bites one of us?
Then we become werewolves? That's not, I'm kind of rusty on werewolf rules. I might be thinking about Dracula's.
Or professors. I'm not sure. All right,
okay, so let's bring her on, but under like a probationary period where if it's not going well, we can kick her out halfway through the podcast.
Oh, wait. Do you think I could use my my silver letter opener if I had to?
I mean, sure. I think like I said, I'm rusty on werewolf roles, but I think that silver is their thing that they hate. So that's good. Keep that in your back pocket. That'll come in handy, I think.
I always do keep it there. It's very sharp.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, do you get a lot of letters?
I have it just in case I get a letter. You never know.
How many have you received since you've gotten the letter opener?
It's more of an aspirational letter opener.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's go. Let's head back over to Professor Werewolf.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Professor, may I call you Professor?
Yes, but did you all know that werewolves have very keen hearing? And I'm a little concerned you're going to murder me if I stay.
Look, I mean, as long as you're cool, you don't have anything to worry
about. I'm so cool!
Oh my god, that was scary.
Oh, Ben, put your letter up in your back in your pocket. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Please don't bite us.
I won't. I'm so nice and chill, guys. Really.
But, okay. I don't know a lot about wrestling.
Well, that's okay. I can teach you. I am a professor.
No. I thought you teach more than wrestling.
Well, I do, but you don't know about wrestling, so I could teach you about that, too.
No, I don't want that, because you might bite me. Oh, delayed howl. Okay, all right. We have decided, we have discussed it between the two of us, and decided that you can join us for this one recording, Professor Werewolf.
Yeah, howl, yeah.
Have you listened to the show? Are you familiar with the format?
Oh, yes, I came prepared. I pull out an index card.
All right, well, she brought an index card.
She did. I didn't know she was going to narrate all of her actions. Is that a thing werewolves or professors do?
Oh, it's a teacher thing. They say you always need to keep talking so that they stay awake.
Oh, so that, okay. I didn't know they teach you that in professor school to just constantly narrate the things you're doing.
Yeah.
It's just good for podcasters.
That's a good point. All right, so I guess we should start.
All right, Ben, cue up that beautiful intro music. Everybody, welcome to another spooky October episode of Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. Happy Cast is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out. And I'm looking at my notes, everything in between. So, okay, that covers it. I am your co-host, Brian, joined by my co-host, a guy named Ben. Ben, how are you?
Hi, I am a guy named Ben, and
is that okay if I write a country song in the vein of a boy named Sue, except it's a guy named Ben, and it's all about you, Ben?
I would need to really see what you have after the start to see, you know, because I don't know, is it like going to be biographical?
You know, I my mind's racing there are a few different ways I can go with it, but I will not release it unless I get your approval. It's going to have like, it's going to feel like a fable in some ways. Are you familiar with A Boy Named Sue, first of all?
Yeah, that's by Jonathan Cash.
Well, performed by Jonathan Cash, but fun fact, you know who wrote the song?
Jonathan Cash?
No, Shel Silverstein.
Really? The guy that wrote about the tree?
The giving tree, the tree that gave the world beautiful music like A Boy Named Sue.
Oh, I didn't know it was a musical tree.
Yeah, oh man, at some point I'm going to talk about books that I read to my son and how I hate The Giving Tree, but we'll save that for later.
It's terrifying.
Yes. The boy and that tree, they do not have a healthy relationship. Anyway, so we are joined by a very special guest. I'm sorry to ramble on so long to keep them off the mic, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Professor Werewolf. Professor Werewolf, how are you?
Doing great, Brian. Thank you all for inviting me to be here today.
You kind of burst your way in here. I don't know if I would call that invited. But, sure.
You said I could stay.
I'm, for one, jazzed to have you on the show. I love having, new and interesting people on the show that bring new perspectives, because...
Thank you.
Face it, at a certain point, Ben and I are two people who live in kind of the same demographic who share a lot of the same opinions. So it's nice to look outside the podcast for fresh takes. What's your hottest take, Professor Werewolf? What's going to really shake up the listenership?
I would say that I'm not impressed with Teen Wolf. He's actually terrible. He's kind of one of my biggest enemies. He's like my Ferris Bueller if I was the principal at that one school.
Okay, all right. But, his b-ball skills are undeniable, though.
I'd say he's barely a wolf. He's more like probably a vampire with very thick sideburns.
No. Do you think you could take him on one-on-one?
Oh, I know I could.
In the ring or in the court?
Both. Wait, the basketball?
Well, he played basketball, yeah.
Court. Yes.
What would you take him to court for?
Well, I don't know, but I could take him anywhere. Anytime.
Oh. So you heard that. You heard that. Strong words from a strong wolf.
Yeah. I didn't know that Teen Wolf was a real thing. I thought it was just a movie.
Oh, no, he's real. There's a Teen Wolf that I know. I don't know. Maybe he's not the same guy.
How long have you known him?
It might just be coincidence.
Forever. That's why I think he's a vampire. He's been young as long as I've known him.
Wait, how old are you, Professor Werewolf?
Oh, what do you think?
I'm always bad at this. Don't put me on the spot because I hate doing this. But I would say you look, pretty young for a werewolf. I think you're probably early 40s.
Oh, thank you. That's accurate, actually. Yes, I'm early 40s.
Is that in dog years or in human years?
What do you think?
I don't know. Does it differ daily? Because, is a full moon tonight.
Kind of creepy. It depends on if you're in dog form or human form.
Oh, so your age changes regularly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're in your dog form now, Professor Werewolf, but yeah, if we caught you on a different day, you would just be like a regular human person like Ben or myself.
Yeah, but who would want that? Sorry, guys.
Wait, I have a question. So dog years are like 7 for every one, right?
No, dogs are different from werewolves. Werewolves actually live longer than humans a little bit. Ours is like a 3-to-1 year ratio.
Oh, okay. So if you were a human, you would be early 40s divided by 3?
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
Yeah. No, the opposite of that.
So you're like 13.
Professor Werewolf, were you born after 9/11?
No. I was there. I mean, I wasn't there.
You were there?
No.
Wait.
Not at all. I was at home or at work, probably. I was at work.
Sure. I know that I'll always remember where I was, but it seems a little suspicious that you were either at home or at work.
Well, it depends on what time of day it was, because I was at home and work that day.
It was pretty early in the morning, but that's neither here nor there. We can't really get into the details about this. I'm suspicious of you, to say the least, though.
Oh no.
Wait, so back about the age thing. So if you said it's not, if you're not like 13 or 14, if it goes the other way, that means you're like 120 in human years?
No. It's just we live longer. Like, your year, it's like evolutions of planets around their sun. So, like, my evolutions, I have... It's like you live 3 years, I live 1 year. That ratio.
Wait,
does that make
sense? I think that means you would die sooner.
Let me get to, do you guys have a dry erase board? I think I just need to write it down for you.
No, it's okay. I believe you, Professor. I do have one more question before happy hour starts.
Okay, sure.
Are you always a werewolf or only on full moons?
Oh, okay. So here I can teach you a thing. Oh. So the thing about werewolves is we are always forced to change on full moons, but mm-hmm. we have the option to change other times. We just are a little more crazy on full moons, and it's not optional.
Oh, so it's like an altered beast kind of situation?
Sure.
That's a reference we all understand, right?
It's a Sega game or also like an arcade game?
Right.
Yeah, that arcade game from the 80s. We all know Altered Beast.
I played it. Golden Axe I played more. But...
Oh, better game. So I get that.
It's more like Animorphs.
Oh, you're like an Animorph.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Except
so...
cooler and older and... like, I have a job.
Like a cool old Animorph who works.
Yeah. Actually, a couple of jobs, not to brag, but just saying.
A professor and wrestler, I guess.
Sure, right. Do you have any other jobs?
I'm a podcaster now.
Whoa, okay, I wouldn't, I mean, we aren't paying you.
Oh, well, I'll stay. I'll be paid in publicity.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Sure. I mean, we'll definitely give you a window to plug your projects at the end of the podcast.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, in the plug segment.
Yeah, our weekly plug segment that we always do.
Yeah, we always have a song and everything.
Well, all right. Well, I think we've spent enough time at the top of the show, but you can't blame us. I mean, this is probably the most interesting guest we've had on this season. Let's move on to happy hour.
It's happy hour again.
Woohoo!
Okay, happy hour is the part of the show where we talk about what's making us happy this week. Typically, I let the guest go first, but, it's first-time guest. I want to kind of show... like an example of how the show works. So I'll go ahead and I'll take the first spot. Is that okay, Ben?
What?
I'm just mixing it up, you know. I mean, I'm just feeling kind of a little unpredictable because Professor Werewolf's here. I feel like I'm a little bit on edge.
Okay, I'm scared. I don't think we've ever done this before.
Highly unprecedented.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
You're sure.
I'll keep it quick because I want to leave plenty of time for us to talk to Professor Werewolf. So last night, as of this recording, Ben, I went to the theater to take in a motion picture show.
Mm-hmm.
and they were at the local cinema. They were showing Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads concert film from 1984. Oh, yeah. Are you a fan, Professor?
Yeah, I was there at that concert. Go on.
You were there back in 1984?
Yeah.
What was your favorite song that they played that night?
The last one.
Oh, the closer. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool after, you know, David Byrne introduced the band by name and then they had that big closing number. That was cool. I agree. So for those who aren't familiar, Talking Heads are a American rock and roll band.
Psycho Killer.
Ben knows. Ben, is Psycho Killer your favorite Talking Heads song? Or are you more of like a Burning Down the House man?
I did not know that was them. I know Psycho Killer because it's in one of the rock bands.
Oh, right. Yeah, Psycho Killer. I'm a fan of This Must Be the Place.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, sure. It's good. Here, I brought a clip. I'm going to drop it in right here. Oh my gosh. And then imagine that in concert. Anyway, I'm not a big concert movie guy, but this is my introduction to the band, who has, you know, I think they're probably one of my favorites. I'm not a big music guy, but I do listen to a fair amount of Talking Heads. Conceptually, it's a very cool structure for a concert film because it starts with a blank stage and then David Byrne, the lead singer, comes out and performs a number, and then they kind of introduce one member of the band per song. So they slowly build the band on the stage. It's beautifully shot. And this was a 4K restoration by the company A24. And they did a great job. The sound was incredible. And it was a one-night special event in IMAX. So if you're listening now, you've missed your chance. But you can still watch the film at home, which is how I'd experienced up till now, and it's still very good. So I would be disappointed in myself if I didn't mention the probably the most well-known imagery from the show is David Byrne wearing his giant oversized suit. Are you familiar with this, Ben, from pop culture, or maybe like a GIF I sent you last night?
Yep. Nope. The amount of familiarity I have with it is exactly that you sent me a GIF of it last night.
There's a big suit. And
we're in a big old baggy suit.
It's so great. I love the big suit. Actually, so I've slowly built my way up to this point. My actual happy hour is just the big suit from Talking Heads. Stop Making Sense.
Like, that is a very relatable happy hour.
The whole thing was such a joyful experience. Now, the vibe from the audience was electric, and of course, the audience was just me and one other middle-aged guy, but we both had a great time.
What about the audience in the movie, though?
Oh, they were, I mean, it was the 80s, man. I think they were kind of like hopped up on some kind of illicit drugs, if I'm going to be honest.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they were drinking Coca-Cola by the gallon.
Lots of it. Wow, I didn't know you could buy gallons of it.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's how you used to buy Coca-Cola back before the Obama administration.
You know, my favorite big suit is the one that Weird Al wears whenever he performs Fat.
Oh, that's another big suit. Yes.
Professor Werewolf, what's your favorite big suit?
Oh, okay. You were asking. Nice.
Yeah, I include the guests.
My favorite big suit is the one that Frankenstein's monster wears in, let's see, what's it called? Alvin and the Chipmunks, and they hang out with Frankenstein's monster in the movie.
Oh, do they?
Yes, and he has a nice suit. Like, it looks good and tailored to him.
Is this the Alvin and the Chipmunks with David Cross? Wasn't he in that?
No, it's a cartoon. I don't know who was David. Was he Alvin?
No, I thought he was Dave.
Oh.
No, Jason Lee is Dave.
Who's David Cross in that then? I thought he was somewhere in there.
I'm thinking of David Spade. I don't think he's in it.
No, I'm not thinking of David Spade for sure.
David Cross is in all three of those movies. I think he plays like their manager or something.
Oh, I just assumed he was Dave because he's a human who was in the movie.
And his
maybe
name is
it's just because his name is David.
Yes, because his name's David Ben.
Well, I think it's because he's the only human who I know is in the movie at all. I don't know any of the rest of the cast. I guess Frankenstein now.
Well,
he's in a cartoon though.
So Professor Werewolf's talking about there was an animated Alvin the Chipmunks back in like I think the 80s.
Yeah.
And they released, I'm familiar with it from like cassette tapes I would rent from the local video store. So there was one where like they met Frankenstein. There was another one. They had a whole series where they did like movie parodies like Monk to the Future and RoboMonk.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Abbott and Costello?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they were kind of on Abbott and Costello's corner a little bit, kind of aping their style. But it's a thing.
And like Scooby-Doo, they always met like Batman and Robin or like the Partridge Family.
Oh, yeah. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island is great. It is really good.
Oh, were you there for that?
Yes.
You were on Monster Island?
Yes. I was a monster consultant.
Oh, okay. That's not real, right? That is just a fictional movie?
I've signed an NDA.
Ooh, no comments.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, I don't want to get you in legal trouble, so we'll move on. but that's my happy hour, Ben, is the giant suit from Talking Head Stop Making Sense. Ben, what is your happy hour?
My happy hour. I will also leave mine short because I forgot to bring one.
Okay. Good reason.
I think it's going to be that... As of right now, as far as I'm aware, all three of us, or not three of us, the two of us and like Megan, who's sitting next to me, is why I said three, and a few other people I know have tickets to a Weird Al concert next August.
Oh, nice.
Oh, do you like Weird Al too?
Oh, yeah. He's really cool.
What's your favorite Weird Al song?
Oh, I like that one, the drive-thru, he's stuck in there.
Stuck in the drive-thru?
Trapped
in the drive-thru, isn't it?
Stuck in the drive-thru, yeah, he tried to crawl through the window like Winnie the Pooh and got jammed in there.
I wouldn't put it past him. He's a rascal.
Yeah, I would have guessed Nature Trail to Hell.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's spooky.
Oh, I like spooky.
But yeah, I have a ticket to the show, Ben. I'm excited to go.
Yeah, it was a whole thing trying to make sure that everyone was getting tickets at the same time. My mom got the tickets, and we are sitting like third row from the stage, kind of on the left side or stage right, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some too, didn't you, Brian? Or you got one for you?
I got my one single ticket. My goal was to sit with you guys, but when I first of all, I mean, the way concert tickets work these days is a real pain in the neck. We signed up for like the pre-sale and had to sign on at a certain time with a password.
Snorkel.
Snorkel. That was the password. And so I selected the tier of ticket I wanted, and I expected to be able to pick a seat, but it just assigned me one. And, you know, I just kind of just took the seat they gave me. So I'm kind of stuck sitting away from, you know, the rest of the gang. So that's a little bit of a bummer. I only take a little bit of comfort in the fact that my ticket placed me in the very first row. So I'm excited about that because of legroom.
That is exciting. Max Legroom?
Max Legroom, yes.
Who is Max Legroom?
He was remember Max Legroom was the band leader for Conan on his old late night show?
Was he?
Yeah, Max Legroom.
I did not remember that. I remember that bear we can't talk about.
Oh, yes, the bear that...
Smokey!
Yeah.
He couldn't even take the 11:30.
Oof. Our friends Birdie Shoes and Mr. Shoes got tickets also and are in the middle area, row 2 or something.
Oh, wow. We all got great seats, so it's going to be
exciting.
Yeah. Shoes.
Shoes. it's going to be like a really big deal. He's bringing back all the stuff he used to do in his old concerts, it sounded like, giant multimedia screens, which I guess will mean that we're going to get all of the clips of how ubiquitous he's been in pop culture between songs and as a pre-show, on top of having that singing clown, who I guess is opening the show.
Oh, yes.
Insane Clown Posse.
Not Insane Clown Posse.
That would be wild.
So I think it's probably been about 10 years since he's put on like a big kind of like arena style show, which this is. It promises to be the biggest one he's ever done, the Bigger and Weirder tour. The past two tours, okay, so maybe it's three. So he did the, about 8 years ago, I think, he did the Self-Indulgent Vanity tour, which was smaller, kind of acoustic, like deep cut songs. And I was able to go to that. And that was a pretty, fun experience as somebody who's seen him a bunch. That was kind of a different vibe. He played some songs that I never thought he would play. Some that are maybe even like a little bit problematic in a modern context that he would apologize for. Like, I wrote the song 20 years ago and I probably wouldn't write today. But anyway, here we go.
Whoa, which song is that?
The truck driving song?
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see what you mean.
Yeah, but, he's playing, and still, he enjoyed it. And then he did Albuquerque, which was the only time I've ever seen him do that live, so that was very cool. And then after that, he did a tour with a full orchestra.
I
was able to see that, and that was fun. And then he doubled back and did another Vanity tour, which I had tickets for and then was not able to go to for personal stuff that was going on. So this is cool.
Did I hear a duck quack?
Sorry.
Is there a duck in the studio?
I was looking at Discord and I saw you could do a soundboard and there was a quack option and I clicked it.
Why are you on Discord in our studio right now?
Oh, sorry, guys. I'll put my phone up.
Thank you.
It's okay. I mean, I was going on far too long about Weird Al tours and how many times I've seen him. Ben, how many times have you guys seen Weird Al?
I've seen him one more than Megan has because she was on another trip the first time I got to go. I guess 3 or 4 sounds about right.
I think I did the Poodle Hat tour, the Alpocalypse tour, Mandatory Fun. I saw him twice. And then the Vanity tour, and then the orchestra. So this will be my 7th time.
Ooh, I can't remember for sure. I know I saw Alpocalypse, and I'm pretty sure. Actually, I don't remember all of them, but I really enjoyed all. I enjoyed them all. They were all very fun. He changes costumes like every song or every other song.
I like his flamey pants.
Oh, that's from Wanna Be Your Lover, I think.
Yeah.
So have you been to one of his concerts?
Yeah, I've been to that one.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were also a fan. Did you get tickets for this one?
I did. I got VIP.
Whoa.
We're actually kind of friends. I don't know. Maybe I can get you an in.
That'd be amazing, Professor Werewolf.
I would love to meet Al. That would be just such a thrilling experience.
Oh, but yeah, that's my happy hour, is that we all got tickets to go see that.
Oh, let me see Weird Al. And then, like, side tangent on this, they announced the tour dates, and I thought, oh, for sure, he'll be playing in Atlanta, one of the largest cities in America, not coming to the state of Georgia at all. So my logical next step is like, well, I'm going to go to Arkansas and see him, I guess.
Yeah. I have my suspicions why, but I'll save that for after the podcast.
Oh my gosh, okay. Well, that'll... How ominous. All right, Professor Werewolf, you have two great examples of how to do a happy hour, so Would you like to share your happy hour pick?
Sure. I thought about two things I was happy about, but I'll say one thing. It's pup cups. Are you all familiar with that?
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. I'm very familiar with pup cups.
Oh, pup cups are amazing. I will have my manager or my TA drive me through the drive-thru when I'm in dog form and I get free pup cups.
Oh, you get the pup cups. I'm sorry, I'm missing.
Yeah.
Because I often find myself going to get a coffee or, you know, milkshake with my dog, and they'll offer my dog a pup cup. But you're telling me that you're the passenger receiving the pup cup in the situation.
Yes, it's a loophole. I just take off my jacket and my tie, take off my glasses, and I just sit there and I stick my head out a bit and look puppy eyes, you know.
Do they think that you're a giant dog?
Yes.
You look a lot like a wolf, though. I think I'd be terrified.
No, I'm actually pretty charming. I put a bandana on.
Oh.
You love the bandana. I think that does it.
That does explain a lot.
Well, that's I had not considered the perks of being a werewolf, but that is a great example.
Yeah, that one, and then pretty cheap full body haircuts at Petco. It's a lot cheaper to get groomed there than by people at like a people place, a people spa.
Sure, like a salon.
Yeah, salon.
People spa.
So if you get as you called it, a full body haircut in your wolf form. And then you turn back into human. Does it transition over? Do you also have a haircut in your human form?
Usually it depends. Like usually I just stay in dog form, so I don't really know.
Oh, good. You know,
like being a person very much.
What's your ratio to wolf form versus human form?
I would say that I'm only in human form when I have to go on a plane, because I don't want to ride in the undercarriage.
Oh, okay, good point. So, I mean, there are probably like restaurants that are like no dog situations that you can't get into.
Well, have you heard of Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I make friends with the cooks there, and they will set out little tables for me in the alley with little tablecloth and whatever little food they have. Sometimes they'll put flowers out for me too.
Are you dining solo, or do you have a dinner companion?
Usually, I'm alone.
Oh, it's okay.
By choice, I'm by choice though.
Yeah, of course. You don't.
I'm a lone wolf. It's a common thing about wolves. They like loneliness.
Yeah, that's a well-known fact. You're in a lone wolf. We all.
I thought that it was also a well-known fact that they tend to travel in packs.
Don't remind me.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Were you in a pack?
I had one day, but that's not. It's with happy hour. This is a sad time.
Oh, that's the next segment.
Maybe I can't go back.
You know, I think that's as good a point as any.
Okay, let's move on to sad time. Okay, Ben. I'm gonna fly through this because I really got to get into what happened to Professor Werewolf's back. Bomber Patrol or Sad Time is the part of the show where we talk about what's getting us down for the week. And I think I've mentioned it here on the show before. I've been slowly watching the television series Twin Peaks. There's something that bothers me, and it's not Twin Peaks specific, but I think it's the most egregious when watching Twin Peaks is when you're streaming a television show in this day of digital media and it gives you the little option to skip the intro. I think that is just a heinous. That's horrible behavior. I can't imagine watching Twin Peaks without watching that entire intro. It really kind of sets the mood and gets you in the mindset. And it goes for, I think, every great show. Like Cheers, what kind of monster would skip the Cheers theme? That's insane. I don't think it should even be an option.
I agree with you in most cases, because I like to hear the Cheers song every time. For sure, Twin Peaks, you need to get that vibe set in as you watch, that calm.
Also, Adam's Family, that's a great theme.
Don't skip that. I never skip the Lost theme.
Oh my goodness, yeah, no, you gotta hear that note.
Can you do your famous impression of the song, Brian?
Oh, sure, the Lost theme song.
Yeah.
It goes... Doom.
Oh. Did you get that da-da-da-da-da? Was that in there?
Da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na. Oh. And then it kind of like switches over to like the sad one where they're dying, you know? The one that I listen to my music on shuffle in my car sometimes, and that'll play and I will just start crying in my car.
Music. Is that a different one than the one when the raft pushes off?
That's another one, because that one snuck up on me when I recently rewatched part of that show. The part that got me, I mean, like, such a beautiful, hopeful moment, but the part that destroyed me, that I don't remember affecting me so much the first time, is Vincent swimming after the raft and Walt be like, yeah, Vincent, go back.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, that show is so good.
Yes. Oh, I think we're probably about less than 5 years away from like a cultural reclaiming of the last season, the finale. Like we're gonna reappraise it, and it's gonna be beloved by everyone.
I hope so. I have heard more positive things about the show generally than I used to, and I've seen a lot more defense of you. If you didn't like the ending because you thought they were dead the whole time, then you are wrong.
Sure. I mean, it's fine to not like the ending, but you should at least understand the thing you don't like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I agree. Well, I was going to say one more thing about your intro thing. There are some intros I do want to skip sometimes. Like, I don't always want to listen to the American Horror Story intro every time. It's just a bunch of sounds. And it's so long.
But I think if you want to skip the intro, does that say something negative about the show you're watching? Because I think the only time I remember wanting to skip the intro is back after it aired. I watched the first season of Game of Thrones, and I'm like, yeah, skip the intro, and can I skip the episode too? Because I am not enjoying this.
The American Horror Story one reminds me of that. Have you all seen The Ring, or is it just called Ring? I don't remember if there's an article there. But Ringu. In Ring... She watches that crazy video, and there's like the fly in the well and the old lady and all that stuff. That reminds me of the American Horror Story intros.
You're right, it is like that.
It's just like watching cursed videos and being forced to every day.
Ooh, and what if they remade The Ring, but instead of a videotape, it was a podcast? Ben, write this down.
Oh yeah. New episode idea. They probably already done it. I haven't watched Rings, so I don't know what happened there.
You did do that. I thought you were joking, but I remember that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one guy from Big Bang Theory is in it. Leonard, the short one.
Bazinga.
Baringu.
Oh, nice.
Baringu.
I want to see Sheldon climbing out of that well in Baringu. That feels like an episode title, possibly.
It's in the running. Okay, Ben, what is your hat?
Cool,
your
bubble control? Sorry.
I was going to say, like, if I'm binging something like American Horror Story, then I would skip the intro. But if I'm like watching it for the first time after a while, I probably would watch it again. Although Twin Peaks, you always watch it regardless.
You gotta watch the intro.
Oh, it's so good. So my Bump Patrol is that I've mentioned a few times previously that I've been doing lots of hikey stuff lately. Lots of different trails in the area. I've been going to some that are about like 15, 20 minutes north of me. A couple days ago, I was driving out to that place when... Okay, so you know what a highway is, right?
I do.
All right, and you know what an interstate is?
Yes.
Okay, I don't even know if I'm saying the right words for these, but it's not that important, I guess, really. So I was going on a north-south highway, and the way it works is, like, the road ends. Like, this is, like, the end of the highway, where the left lane joins an interstate going west, and the right lane joins an interstate going east. And I was going west, so I got on in the left lane. There's a really big loop. You don't turn left to get on. You do one of those annoying, like, right loop, where you go, like, 270 degrees to the right.
The big loop.
I hate those. That's not my bumper troll.
A roundabout?
Oh, no, I like roundabouts. I just wish I could just turn left to get on the road and not have to turn so far right that basically turned around almost. Well, right as the road split, the car started driving weird for a second. And at first, I thought that it was... They've been doing a lot of construction lately. I thought it was just like a road change, because that happens a lot. Then it was getting worse, and I had to pull over, because I realized I think it was something wrong with the tire. But I couldn't pull over, because that's at the start of this super long right turn loop. Ooh. So it just got quickly and progressively worse as I drove down this thing with a school bus behind me. Eventually, I could pull over. I can't pull over on the loop. There's nowhere really to pull over there. So I had to pull over at the bottom, which is also not an ideal place, because it is right where that ramp meets the interstate, where everyone has to merge on. But that was the only place I could pull over. So I did, and I had not just a flat. It looked like that something had like ripped through my driver's side front tire.
Oh, no. I hope it wasn't a Jeepers Creepers tool.
Oh, no, you know Jeepers Creepers?
Oh, yes. I love scary and monster movies.
Is that guy
it
real?
It just sounds like something that happened in Jeepers Creepers too.
Oh no. Is he real?
Are you friends with the creep?
Oh yeah, but he's going to be sleeping for I think 20 more years. So you guys should be good for a while.
Oh, okay, good. So it probably wasn't him then.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot he's been asleep for 3 years now.
All right, good. I mean, I am alive, so I guess probably wouldn't have been him, but now I got retroactively nervous.
Sorry about that.
So if it wasn't like a Jeepers Creepers, are you sure that you might not be in like a Final Destination scenario where you cheated death?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Watch out, ha. Huh?
Wait, what? Why ha ha ha?
Oh, we're having fun here. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So it was pretty terrifying, because I had to change the tire. Which, that's not why it was terrifying. I've done that before. Last time I had a really bad flat tire, I was coming home from a place that's like 45 minutes north of us. And it was on an interstate. And it was at night. And it happened right after the on-ramp to like a small town, and I had to pull over right on the wherever the small town merges back on or whatever, and there was another town for quite a while, so I had to sit in the dark changing a tire that night. That wasn't fun, but it was passenger side. This was driver side on the front on a big right turn, and I was at the bottom where everyone had to merge onto the interstate. So because of where I had to be to change it, nobody could really see me at all until they were fully around the car. So they would just think it's an abandoned car, probably. So that wasn't fun, for one. It's busy because people are merging onto a busy west-east interstate near a state border. So that wasn't fun. Cars and semis, they were actually surprisingly cool about it. I pulled over as far as I could. I even like got back in the car at one point to scoot it further over because of how scary it was right there. But yeah, semis, I was worried about initially. They kept a wide berth. I was very proud. What didn't keep a wide berth were work trucks and those like four wheels aside, like a dump truck kind of deal.
Dump truck.
I don't know what those kind of trucks are called because it wasn't a dump truck, but you know what I mean. It's not as big as a semi, but it's bigger than like,
yeah,
a van or whatever. It's bigger than like a U-Haul. Those were frequently over the line and terrifyingly near me while I changed this tire.
It sounds like a very scary, dangerous situation. I'm glad that you ended up being okay.
Me too. It was not fun. Especially because I grabbed a jack from the trunk, and this jack didn't have like the little metal stick to wind it up. It came with a separate one, and it wasn't a straight stick. It was in like a big, like, it goes up, goes over, and then goes up again. So it was not practical for at all for jacking up the car. And it was only once I got a new tire or got to Walmart to get a new, to get a new tire that I realized that I had two jacks in the back and I missed the better one that does have the stick.
Jacks in the box. Yeah.
Yes, Professor Werewolf. Well, that's just part of my Bummer Patrol.
Oh, well, there's a part two?
Yeah, there's a part two, because that was 2 days ago. Today, I decided to try it and to go again. And maybe this time I'd be fine to get to go. So I got up early. I made it to the hiking trail, which was nice. It was nice and early. It was only me and this one truck who I always see there, because these trails are at a nearby reservoir that people can boat on. So I guess some truck was doing their boating. While I was getting ready to go onto the trail, another truck pulled in, also with a boat. And I soon found out that they weren't there just to boat, but apparently to shoot at stuff. Because, while hiking... What?
What if they were trying... What if they shot your tire or something and they're trying to, like... do the most dangerous game type of thing.
Oh, I hope not. Am I the most dangerous game?
Yeah.
Brian, what would you think the most dangerous board game would be?
You know.
Mousetrap?
Mousetrap or maybe Jumanji.
Oh, that is a good answer. Yeah. that is a scarier, more dangerous board game.
Yeah, I was thinking Operation, but that would be way scarier, yeah.
Oh, if it's real Operation, yeah, that would be probably the most dangerous board game. anyway, I hope that wasn't them that were after me. I started hiking on the trail that runs kind of parallel to the reservoir lake kind of deal. I started hearing like shooting. I'm pretty sure it was shooting, and it. Then I remembered that as I came in, I saw a sign that I don't recall having seen before that mentioned like only hunt waterfowl in the morning. And I was like, I didn't know that was happening now.
Murder most fowl.
Well, I luckily didn't get murdered. I didn't get murdered, but I was very nervous because as I was hiking the trail, I would just hear like pop, 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 pop echoing in the distance.
Was it morning at this time?
Oh, yes. I got there pretty early. I didn't know how long morning counts as, but they were hunting, I assume, or shooting at fish. I don't know. At one point, like that's on my right, because that's the side that the reservoir was on as I was hiking. But then at one point, as I kept going further and further down the trail, I heard one really loud, like, bang pop from somewhere on my forward left. And that one sounded more like a hunting rifle going off. I was like, you know, I don't think I want to hike anymore today. I only heard that one a couple times, but it sounded closer than I wished to hear it. And I kept hearing the one on my right throughout. I don't know how many birds. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how many waterfowl they were seeing or if they were just shooting fish in a reservoir. But I thought, you know, that's enough hiking.
Not fair.
Maybe next time I will have to hike somewhere less hunty.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the looming threat of gun violence really kind of raining on your hiking. So you gotta get one of those orange safety vests.
I apparently do. I thought I'd be fine. I mean, I don't know about the trail I was on. It's the same. They have like four trails there. But the one of the trails that I usually go on, at one point you get near a fence line that has signs at regular intervals that say no hunting, but like on the other side of it, obviously. Because if you're in the park, you already know no hunting. So I guess there's hunting land over there. And then one time I followed the fence line down, and in the far distance, I saw this weird giant cube is what it looked like. So I kept following the fence line down. And eventually, when I got close enough, I saw that it was like a hunting tent, like a camoed hunting tent.
Oh, sure. I went ground blind.
That's probably the word. I'll believe you. It was right up against the fence, but turned away. So at least I was like, okay, good. They're not expecting to shoot people on the other side of the fence. But I didn't expect to be hearing gunfire while I was hiking.
Yeah, no, be safe out there, Ben. It sounds like you've had quite a exciting week in terms of near-death experiences. Again, I think my final destination theory holds water.
Oh, I hope not.
Be careful because it's a hunting season, or starting to be.
Do you also hunt during hunting season, Professor Werewolf?
Oh, yeah, I hunt all year.
And well, you shouldn't. Like out of season, that's called poaching.
I have a license. I'm a werewolf.
You have a license to poach?
And it's not called poaching when I do it, because I only do it for food necessities.
Well, okay. Well, how about the other side of that coin? Do you have to worry about the threat of, like, cryptozoology hunters? I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that would love to bag a werewolf and, you know, have it stuffed on their mantle.
Those people who are big into crypto?
Yeah, I do have to watch out for it. Oh, yeah, those are the worst. Crypto bros are way worse than a cryptozoologist.
Oh, I thought they were the same person.
No, they're different, and they're both after werewolves.
Oh, is there already a werecoin or a wolf coin out there? Do you have any NFTs?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of famous wolves, people like, you know, Cookie Christmas. It is a good cereal. That other wolf that Red Riding Hood had at the grandma.
Oh, like the wolf. The big bad wolf.
Yeah, he's actually a grandma werewolf. That's also a misconception.
Oh, I thought he faked being a grandma.
No, the grandma was a werewolf. There was no guy who came, there's like no wolf who came to eat the grandma. The grandma was the werewolf. The grandma ate the axe man.
Oh, that's some breaking news. That the whole time that Little Red Riding Hood came in, she just didn't know her grandma was a werewolf.
It's a real plot.
It's a pretty big and werewolf, werewolf history.
Werewolf?
That's how werewolves say it. If you're a genuine one.
Do you guys go eat at Where Waffle House?
Oh, yeah, we like it more than IHOP. No offense to IHOP, but I prefer the waffles because there's syrup traps in the little the waffle iron, basically.
That's true, and I hear that the people of IHOP just are really prejudiced against werewolves.
It's well known. It's a well known fact that IHOP's more of like a vampire establishment.
Unfortunately,
yeah. Are there?
I hope we can become friends one day, but I really doubt it. Vampires suck. Ha 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 ha! But they do. They really do. I meant it in a mean way. They're the worst. Really, truly bad.
Wow.
Anyway.
Is that your Bubba Patrol?
No, actually, it was crazy that you talked about having a silver plated thing to attack me with.
I didn't say that.
My Bomber Patrol is silver.
Oh. Well, what is it about silver?
It's deadly. That's the thing about it.
Oh, that it's deadly?
It is deadly, yes. To werewolf.
To werewolves?
Yes.
Just touching it or like breathing it, being injected by it?
Probably injecting, but touching for sure. People have done silver plated bullets. They've done silver plated swords, silver plates. That was crazy.
Oh, wait, is it only silver plated things or things that are like also made of pure silver?
Pure silver. I mean, it was a pure silver covered. It was a thick, a silver layer around that sword and the other thing. But the silver plate is just pure silver, but plate shape.
I've got a few like pure silver like dollar coins. Would those harm you?
Yeah, please don't touch me with them.
Okay, all right. I was just curious.
Yeah, it's kind of also how my parents died. Not because of coins, well, maybe, but because of silver.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. If you would talk about it.
Well, what happened? Like, my whole pack was taken out by silver. We accidentally slept in a silver mine. We didn't realize.
Oh, no.
That's what it was. And there was an explosion, and silver fell everywhere.
That's very unfortunate place to sleep.
Like a random explosion?
It's so sad, so unlucky. But I was safe, except for this.
Why were you safe?
No, see, I did get hurt, and I'm going to lift up my jacket and show you a big scar. It's a burn mark from silver, but I was able to make it out because I was near the edge. Because I didn't want to be near everyone else. No offense, but I'm kind of a lone wolf, though, even in a pack.
Yeah. Figured.
Well, I for one, I'm glad that you survived the ordeal.
Thank you.
Here today on the podcast.
I want to hear more about the question you were asking, Brian, about the explosion.
Oh, yeah. So what caused the explosion? Was it random or were you attacked?
Oh, no, it wasn't random. I would call it accidentally on purpose. I would say we purposely did it, but it was an accident because we didn't know there was silver there.
What? Did you do it?
No!
Did you cause the explosion that killed your entire pack?
No.
Right, I'm getting a little worried.
And you can't prove anything, but I didn't.
I believe you. Just keep the letter opener nearby.
Yeah, I have it. Well, that's Bummer Patrol, I think.
Yeah, that's a Bummer Patrol. Let's move on to ranking the five.
Ranking the five.
Ranking the five? That's a real big number.
Ranking the five. It's the newest segment, I think, on the podcast that has taken America and the UK by storm. Those are the two countries where listeners live.
I think there's some extra ones. I'll have to look it up later.
Oh, sure. I would love to have those statistics so I could update this intro.
Yeah.
So for those of you who maybe did not hear the previous Ranking the Five, I will explain it to you now. We have a giant wheel with how many topics are we up to now, Ben? 130?
I think 113, 115, somewhere around there.
We have over 100 different topics. We will randomly choose a set of topics, and then we will collectively debate the top five items in that category. And then whatever we decide will be the definitive top five. So are you ready to play? Professor Werewolf, do you understand the rules?
Yes. Yes, Chef.
Did you hear the previous episode where we did ranking the five?
Yeah.
What did you think about the top five pies? Do you have a favorite pie?
My favorite pie is actually minced meat pie.
Oh, see, I didn't think to bring that up on the show. So I think having a third person here is going to really mix it up. So, Ben, let's spin that giant wheel.
All right. Also, I will say this says that we had one in Brazil and one in Australia. Don't know how true that is.
Ooh. Down under.
Ah, good day, mate. That's me. Thank hello to our listener in Brazil.
Oh my god. I'm spinning the wheel. It's spinning. It's landing on top five Sunday toppings.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I did a practice spin earlier and I got top five ways to use a lemon, so I'm happier with this.
I mean, I've got big lemon opinions, but I can do this one too.
Oh, big lemon opinions?
I do.
BLP. Oh, wait, BLO.
But what's your big lemon hot take?
My biggest lemon hot take is that lemons, they're just yellow limes.
I haven't tasted them directly enough to tell you otherwise or agree with you.
All right.
Top five Sunday toppings.
Okay, so I think now that Professor Werewolf's kind of acclimated to the podcast, we should let her kick off. What's your number one pick for a Sunday topping?
Bacon bits.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's outside the box, but not unheard of. Salty and sweet. That's, you know.
Yeah. It's really good with chocolate ice cream.
Unorthodox. Ben, what is your number one pick for Sunday?
I think I'm going to have to say sprinkles.
Okay, or Jimmy's, depending on your region.
No, I mean, I have an uncle named Jimmy, so I'm going to have to go with sprinkles.
Oh, man. Okay. So can I kind of put forth the idea of having Jimmy's as a separate entry on the list?
Are they that different?
No, it's the exact same thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we can have two. How are people going to decide or vote? Okay, I don't want to put my uncle on the Sunday.
Okay, fair enough. And then my number one pick would be a cherry for the top of the Sunday. That's the final ingredient. The Ooh. You know, like the old saying, the cherry on top.
I'm not a cherry fan.
I mean, but like it looks aesthetically pleasing, though, right?
I mean, it definitely deserves to be on the list regardless. I don't want to rank it high because usually if it's there, I'm like, oh, God, I got a cherry. I have to do just like throw it out the window.
Okay, yeah, you can throw it at a person you don't like.
Yeah, there you go. You can weaponize the cherry.
Oh, a cherry bomb?
A cherry bomb.
Yeah, just a cherry bomb.
I was going to do that too. Not that howl part.
Oh, you have to howl or it doesn't count.
I mean, that is a different song, though. That's not really a wolf-based song.
And actually, so I think that it's kind of an interesting dynamic to having three people do the list now, because we could just put forth a vote on what makes the list or not. So let's go ahead and go around. Ben says sprinkles for the list. Ben, obviously, you say yes.
Yes.
I say yes to sprinkles. Professor Werewolf?
I'll say yes.
Okay, so sprinkles are a lock. They're in the five.
Yes.
Now we'll do cherry.
Oh, but obviously. Could I say if they're Halloween shaped or themed sprinkles, those are the best. So if there's an option.
Okay, that's true. Do, like sprinkles / holiday themed sprinkles.
Wait, yeah. That's not sprinkle. I mean, yeah. I think all holiday ones count under the sprinkle umbrella.
Sure. I mean, we're not playing top five sprinkles.
No, I can add that if you want.
I mean, sure, put it on the list. Maybe we'll do it later.
Some categories.
Okay, so Cherry on top. I'm yes for cherry. Ben?
Yes, but not for, like, I want to rank sprinkles higher.
Okay, we'll so it's on the though. List, though. Okay, and yeah. Professor Werewolf?
I'll say yes. Although, okay. I guess it doesn't really matter, because there's two yeses already.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to be polite. I mean, your opinion does matter, so.
Yeah.
So unanimously...
I guess I could be dissenting on the record.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like how the Supreme Court always has, like, the dissent opinion.
Yeah. Actually, I'm anti-cherry. I'm sorry to say this.
Well,
see,
okay.
It's pretty close then, because I am, like, anti-cherry, but I will say that legally you have the right to put a cherry on top of your sundae.
You're on... You agree that it should be on the list. You're not going to let me put it number one, but it's in the top five.
That's what
right
I'm voting.
The right to bear cherries.
All right. And then next up is Bacon Bits. Professor Werewolf is a yes for Bacon Bits. Ben, what do you say about Bacon Bits?
I'm going to vote a no on Bacon Bits.
Okay. And I'm also going to say no to Bacon Bits. So Bacon Bits are off the list.
I'm sorry.
Okay, everyone. Get ready for Professor Werewolf's top five ice cream topping. Bacon number one.
If you want, after the podcast, if you want to submit your top five sundae toppings, we'll put it on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll add them as poll options, I think. We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. Next up, Ben, what's your next sundae topping?
More ice cream.
I'll say more ice cream. That's a good answer. Good answer. Okay, Professor Werewolf, what is your next pick?
Graham cracker crumbs.
Okay. Not
That's right, guys. I'm out of the box.
I like that one.
That's untraditional. I don't think I've had it, but I am intrigued by it.
Oh, it's
very sounds
good.
And then I'm going to have my pick be chocolate sauce.
Oh, yeah, definitely the chocolate sauce.
Yes.
All right. So another round of voting. Ice cream on top of ice cream. Ben says yes. I say yes. Professor?
I dissent.
Okay. Well, it's still on the list. next up, chocolate sauce. I'm a yes. Ben?
Yes.
Professor?
Yes.
Okay, unanimous. Chocolate sauce is on the list. And graham cracker crumbs. Very interesting. Professor Werewolf's a yes. Ben, what do you say to graham cracker crumbs?
I'm going
to
go yes.
I'm going to give it like a qualified yes. Kind of the same kind of yes that you gave cherries. Like, I don't want it to be number one. But I'm okay with it being on the list.
Okay. Is that five then?
Yeah, we've got five. So.
Oh, that was fast. We knocked it out.
Well, we have to rank the five now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Hence the name.
Yeah, ranking the five.
We just named five things so far. Okay.
We have to
it's just naming the five.
No. That was the previous segment that didn't have quite the same punch as this one.
No.
Okay, so we've got the five. The five are ice cream on top of ice cream, chocolate sauce, graham cracker crumbs, a cherry on top, and the one that Ben said. What was your first one, Ben?
Sprinkles?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles, right. Jimmy's. Sprinkles. Okay,
Brian, do you call them Jimmy's where you are because of Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Our hometown.
Well, we just had a birthday, right?
Just celebrate his 100th birthday.
We can't talk,
Professor, where were you when Jimmy Carter was born?
Oh, I wasn't born yet. Did meet him once.
Oh, tell me about that.
Oh, it was kind of like I was at a wrestling match. I was wrestling and he was in the front row.
Oh.
He was in the front row, and he was like, oh, Professor Werewolf, I'm your biggest fan. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Jimmy Carter. You're an okay president. And then after the show, I went over and I signed his shirt.
Did he ask you, or did you do it against his will?
Well, he didn't tell me not to.
Okay, I don't think it's how consent works, Professor Werewolf.
It was the 80s.
Well, okay. Anyway,
Brian.
Yes.
Brian, yes. I need another aside real quick.
Okay, sidebar.
Professor Werewolf, put on these noise-canceling headphones real quick.
Earphones. You almost said earphones.
But can I listen to music through them?
Yeah. Well, I'll play your entry song.
Yeah, I would love to get jacked up to it.
Okay, all right. Here, put those on.
I'm going to start doing push-ups.
Oh, God. Brian, I'm getting real nervous about Professor Werewolf.
I mean, there's some red flags. I'm not going to lie. It's
starting to sound like a Gump situation.
Do you think Professor Werewolf is a Gump?
She met Jimmy Carter. She knows Teen Wolf. She was at 9/11.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just proceed with caution. And let's see if there's any other red flags that arise.
I think she killed her whole family in a mine explosion.
I mean, yeah, that sounds bad. I'm gonna level with you. That's probably maybe the worst of it.
Worse than 9/11?
Well, we don't know her involvement. She was just like it's up in the air. It's like it's hazy. Huh.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. You can take. I'm waving. You can take the headphones off.
Oh, okay. Nice. I got to do like 50 push-ups just now.
So wow. You met Jimmy Carter at a wrestling event. I'm gonna be honest with you. I forgot that wrestling was part of your thing. So that's a good good reminder.
Yeah, wrestling is one of my main things. I know it doesn't come up a lot. I have some moves. Have you heard of the Wolf's Bane?
No.
Or the Gang's Growl?
No.
I haven't, no.
Those are my special moves.
Do you have a rival?
Yeah, I have several rivals. I'm kind of a big deal. I'm surprised you didn't know.
I mean, I'm not surprised I didn't know, but I am surprised Brian didn't.
Yeah, I fought The Rock before.
Oh, wow. Dwayne the Johnson Rock.
Yes.
Whoa.
And Hulk Hogan when he was still there.
Wow.
Was this before he went heel? Was it back here in the Hulkamania era?
Yeah, I'm kind of the reason he went heel, actually.
Wow.
You made him say the N-word?
Accidentally.
That's what he might feel in real life. We're talking about like wrestling stuff.
Oh, I thought you were referring to him as a person going heel.
No. I mean,
back in the day, wrestling times.
No, back in the 90s, Hogan went heel, but this was a work. So later on, he went heel in real life. That was a shoot.
I remember those.
I mean, you laid it out pretty clearly before the podcast. I think you understand what I'm saying.
I also did guess. All right, so sprinkles, cherry, chocolate sauce, more ice cream, and graham cracker crumbs?
Yes. So I think the easiest way to do that is the bottom of the list would be the entries that weren't unanimous.
Okay, that could make sense.
Which would bring it down to I think Professor Werewolf
would add
cherry.
Yeah, cherry and graham cracker.
No, I'm pro graham cracker.
I'm pro graham cracker. We all say graham cracker.
It just can't be number one.
Oh, we weren't all chocolate sauce, right?
Oh, she said no
chocolate. No, I thought we were.
Oh.
I forgot what you booed against.
I'm pro chocolate sauce. I said no against cherries and
ice cream on ice cream.
Yes, ice cream on ice cream.
Oh, so okay.
Those are the bottom two.
In what order?
I strongly feel like cherry should be above ice cream on ice cream.
I mean, that is how a sundae is made.
Yeah, so it reflects how the construction of a sundae.
I mean, I would prefer ice cream on top, but I understand that cherry is often identifiable part of a sundae.
In fact, you would want an ice cream cherry sandwich, so like a scoop of ice cream, a cherry, and another ice cream?
Oh, no, on the list.
Oh, okay.
On the list, I want ice cream above cherry, but I understand why we will put cherry above ice cream.
Yes.
Even though there is a place that Megan and I did not go in Branson called Mel's Hard Luck Diner, which says they have some of the biggest sundaes. Oh, have you?
Yes. No, I literally have. I really, truly have.
Does that mean you were lying about the other things you said?
No. No.
You seem pretty adamant about this one.
like the fact that you insist this one's true makes the other one seem false.
Yeah, so I didn't kill anyone. I have gone out to eat, though.
Well, sometimes as a werewolf, isn't that the same thing?
You would think, but I haven't killed Mel.
So, I hope.
How was Mel's?
It was rare. It was very good. It's like that old 50s, 60s sort of Americana vibe. If you like burgers and milkshakes, you'll love it there.
But now, of course, he did serve you in the back alley by the dumpster, though, right?
Oh, yeah. But they still brought me out a milkshake, and they brought one of those little red and white checkered tablecloth.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah. Well,
the segregated seating for werewolves.
Well, yeah, what you gonna do though? At least I get food.
I mean, you could just choose to not be aware. Oh, that's true. That is true, Brian. Did you know that they have some of the biggest sundaes in apparently the America?
No, I didn't know that. No, I haven't had a sundae. They're only milkshake.
How big was the milkshake?
Oh, it was chocolate.
How big was it?
Oh, like cup size. Like, you know, a big glass cup full like of it.
A normal glass?
Normal glass size.
Like a glass. Oh. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look up pictures of the sundaes that they have at Mel's Hard Luck Diner, it's stacked like 3 or 4 ice creams high and like 3 wide.
Do they have sprinkles on top?
They do. They have sprinkles, they have ice cream, they have whipped cream, which I guess is an option that we didn't say.
Maybe another side of the car.
I don't like whipped cream, though, so...
Okay, well, it would have been a hard sell.
Yeah.
But, I like whipped cream.
All that to say... Oh, we have a pup cup. Yeah, I guess that does make sense.
Yeah.
All that is to say that I do agree that we could put cherry at 4 and ice cream at 5.
Okay, so we've got our bottom 2. So we have top 3.
I think chocolate's probably number 1, right?
Well, so the options are chocolate, sauce, sprinkles, and graham cracker. I think we're being very generous with letting you put your outside the box pick on the list. I think there's no way it's above number 3.
Yeah, I agree. Graham cracker crumbs at 3.
Above, like, insanely enough, above cherries and ice cream, graham cracker crumbs number 3.
That's very good. Just try it. Okay.
All right. So that
sprinkles
does
leave number 2.
I don't know,
Ben. What do you
I was kind of going to fight for sprinkles number 1.
I mean, you're. I mean, you brought sprinkles to the table. I'm chocolate sauce guy. I think. I mean, I could see myself having a sundae without sprinkles, but if it didn't have chocolate sauce, I think I would be disappointed.
See, often wouldn't choose chocolate sauce at all because I sometimes want to taste the different ice creams that are underneath and not just have it all suddenly taste like chocolate.
Well, I mean, and to be fair, there are different kinds of sauce. Like a good sundae, you'd probably have like a chocolate sauce, a strawberry, and then maybe like a butterscotch. But
oh yeah, caramel even.
So we did go maybe too narrow with chocolate sauce.
Nut sauce?
Well, but, just nuts.
Just nuts.
Yeah. I forgot that was a topping.
Do you need to replace graham cracker crumbs with nuts, or are you happy with graham crackers?
old graham cracker.
Okay, okay. I wasn't going to make you.
Okay, so I think what it seems like what it's going to boil down to is I'm pro chocolate sauce number one. Ben's a big sprinkle guy. So I think Professor Werewolf is the tiebreaker.
Chocolate.
Chocolate number one? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So democracy rules, Ben. Chocolate sauce is number one.
That is, we have officially ranked the five. We have top five Sunday toppings, chocolate sauce, sprinkles, graham cracker crumbs, a cherry, and more ice cream. I will put a poll on our Facebook page probably a day or two after the episode post, assuming I remember. And, of course, as always, there will be an other option. You can vote for as many of the options as you want. If you choose other, we'll include those as separate votes. And next week, we will, in our listener feedback segment, conclude and talk about the results on our Ranking the Five poll to see where you all rank the five.
Yes, so that'll be very exciting. And also, don't forget to keep an eye out on the Facebook group for Professor Werewolf's individual top five Sunday toppings.
Yeah, unless you have that right now.
Oh, well.
You don't have to if you don't have it now.
Yeah, well, I do have it, but it would be a nice little teaser surprise.
Okay, we'll keep it a teaser surprise.
We appreciate you driving traffic to the Facebook group. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's a little Happy Cast Facebook exclusive.
Exclusive. <Yeah. laughs> All right, well, that's Ranking the Five.
Ranking the Five is in the books. We're running a little tight on time. Ben, do we have feedback this week, or are we going to roll right into good nights, where we all stand on the stage and wave? And
well, we were going to do that "What Podcaster Are You" quiz, but we can save that for next edition.
Okay, I think that might be. I would hate to bore Professor Werewolf with the quiz, but especially, and no offense, Professor, she's not really a podcaster, so I don't really need to hear her weigh in on this.
That is true. Well, you said you're a podcaster just because you're on this podcast.
Well, yeah, but now that I've done it, I am one, and I could have my own podcast, Pod Dogs.
Well, until you start Pod Dogs, you are no podcaster, Professor Werewolf.
Okay, that's fair. I already have a lot of other jobs.
Sure, Professor Werewolf. Wrestler. Was the third? Was there like another one? What's your other side job?
I think it was that I claimed I was a podcaster, but Ben just said I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, still, those are you got a lot on your plate. You got a lot on your plate eating out in that dumpster. Okay. Wow. So we'll save it for next week. Feedback again. Just if you want to write at the show or send a voicemail memo, I don't know. Record yourself. Shoot an email to happycastfeedback@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you and then play it here on the show.
Brian?
Yes?
I have something serious to say to Professor Werewolf.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope it doesn't ruin the vibe of the podcast.
No, Professor, I podded with a podcaster. I knew a podcaster. A podcaster was a friend of mine, and Professor, you are no podcaster.
Is that from Lost?
It is from history.
Oh.
But also, it's true.
That's kind of rude.
You remember the season 3 finale bit where Locke said that to Mr. Eckhart?
To Dan Quayle? I do like that conversation that Locke and Dan Quayle had together about fate and being a podcaster.
Sure. And then Locke asked him to spell potato, and he spelled it wrong. It was a big deal at the time, but in retrospect, it doesn't seem that important.
No, it doesn't.
Looking back, it's like, all right, you know, it's fine.
Happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Well, thank you, Professor, for joining us here on the podcast. I I've enjoyed our time with you. I look forward to maybe your own podcast eventually, which I am going to say Ben and I will be glad to host on the Happy Cast Podcasting Network that we're launching this winter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. And you guys, really, anytime you're in the hood, you can come see one of my wrestling matches. I'll make sure you have tickets.
Oh, thanks. We get comp some tickets. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Like front row, like Weird Al style.
Oh, yeah. Front row.
Are you going to sign our shirts even if we don't want you to?
Well, not if you don't want me to.
Okay. All right. Can you sign Brian's shirt right now?
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. Do you need a Sharpie?
No, I carry one with me in case of emergencies.
Okay, all right.
Now we can't do the silver Sharpie thing, Brian.
I know. It's a good try.
I pull one out of my pocket and start signing a shirt. It has like a little bone and Professor Werewolf under it in cursive.
Yeah, beautiful penmanship.
Thank you, Professor Werewolf, for still narrating all of the actions you do for the pod listeners.
Yeah, well, they can't see.
I know, that's why I'm thanking you. Oh, I think we should probably wrap up the show, though.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Wait, I mean...
Oh, Professor, did she just leave?
She just ran out of the room.
No,
wait.
Sorry, I'm here, sorry.
Oh, she went under the table. I didn't even see that.
Oh, well. What a start to October, Ben. If this is the beginning of the month, I can't wait to see where we go from here.
I'm terrified already.
All right.
Well, good one.
I don't even know. I don't think there was a pun there, but okay. thank you, everyone, for listening. Congratulations on making it to the end of another episode of Happy Cast. Remember to send in your feedback. Keep an eye out for Professor Werewolf's Top 5 Sunday toppings. Vote on the poll. And I guess leave an iTunes review if you want to. That we haven't talked about in a while. But yeah, that's all the stuff. Until next time, remember,
keep happy.
Everybody to Pod Dogs, Professor Werewolf's new podcast. You all might have heard of me on Ben and Brian's Happy Cast Hour, Happy Cast podcast. And Brian kind of promised that I might be able to, if I pursue my podcasting, be under the umbrella of the Happy Cast Productions. So I hopped right on that chance. Or pounced, if you will. Oh, wolf humor. I thought I would start off by giving a little more background about who I am. I went to college in Oxford. At Oxford. Cambridge. Yeah, and I have a doctorate in both professorial arts and wrestling. I found myself in England as a young wolf. Werewolf. Werewolf. If you, werewolf is correct. After losing my whole family and pack in that silver mine explosion. That story is for another time. After graduating, I decided to leave and bring some of that Oxford chutzpah over to the United States and pursue wrestling and professoring. And now, podcasting thanks to my new friends. Later on in the show, I'm going to go over some little-known werewolf facts you all may not know, such as how much gristle would a werewolf gristle if a werewolf could grizzle. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. I'm a werewolf.
Aw, oh, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the Wolfen Clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. Tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves."
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh, this morning.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey, man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an
art. There's no such thing as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural of Frankenstein.
Men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Cool. Hairy boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. You know? I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day.